ओम ज्ञानति निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुर नीलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः।
I mean, the material part of Sharanagati is Sharanagati means surrender. The material part of Sharanagati is prayer of surrender. So, we will continue with this. Material part of this. How many they don't do our body calling Horino Panama Shuki? He says, by surrendering at your lotus feet, I become extremely happy. So the first word of this song is Atman Veda, which means to offer yourself to Krishna. This Sharanagati means more or less the same thing, to surrender to Krishna. Another word also. So Atmanivedan, that is being described in all of these songs, the idea of giving yourself to Krishna. Anyway, you belong to Krishna. Only out of illusion we are thinking that we don't belong to Krishna. But Sharanagati or Atmanivedan means to accept the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I am His servant. That Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that everyone is following my path. Everyone is under me. Some recognize it and some don't. There's that one shloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita that says, Keo mane keo na mane sabhe tara das, je na mane tar hoy, pura sarvanash. It says that everyone is the servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some recognize it and some don't. Those that don't, they are destroyed by mind. So Amanaveda means the idea of giving ourselves to Krishna, service to Krishna. Now my life is only meant for serving Krishna. Generally, in the people who are not very advanced in religion, they think, what I can get from God? Let me go to God and get something from Him. Give us this day our daily bread. This is the famous prayer of the Christians. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then the first thing is praise Him a little bit, and then immediately give me bread. So this thing is not very developed concept. You go every day to your father and say, Father, will you please feed me today? Father will think, what kind of a child is this? Of course I'm going to arrange for school every day. People have so little faith in God that please feed me. So the better concept is that we will feed God. That Mother Yashoda is feeding Krishna, always concerned to give him the best food. She's very embarrassed because Krishna is always going and stealing butter from other people's
hands.
And then all the other people say, don't you feed yourself? If you're so hungry, you have to come and steal from us. Or you're the wife of the king of Braja. So he can't arrange nice enough ghee and butter and all these things. So Mother Yashoda, she keeps special cows. One special cow and feeds special best grass. If you taste, have you tasted that milk that comes from cows that feed in the jungle? Oh, no. Otherwise, what you get, they feed them all dried up stuff and chemicals. Then they pasteurize it, homogenize it, disize it, natize it. So really nice milk you get fresh from the cow. That Krishna used to do sometimes. He's milking the cows and then taking some direct. So the devotees, they like to give to Krishna. Mother Yashoda, she also arranges that Radharani will come and cook for Krishna every day. Because Radharani got a blessing from Durvasa Muni that whatever she cooks will be so nice. And whoever takes that, they'll become very strong and healthy. So this is a better position to serve God. How I can help, I feel that. That is more loving relationship. To think how we can give to God. Of course, even if we go to God for what we can get, that's also the beginning of devotional service. Chatura vidha bhajante nam jana sukritina arjana arthati vidyasur jnanisha bharatarshava. All kinds of pious people approach God. Those who are distressed, those who are in need of wealth, those who are inquisitive, and those who are in knowledge of God.
Yeah.
So, artha and artharthi, they are very nearby devotees, thinking how I can get people my distresses, or how I can get some money. Still, that's some kind of a beginning. Better than not approaching God at all. But, especially in the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, how we can give to them. So this attitude, that is being cultivated in our movement. This, when we accept initiation from a spiritual master, that means we accept to be trained in devotional service. Spiritual master trains us in this Atmanivedan. So the whole training is how we can give up the perverted mentality that I shall enjoy. We have to change our mentality to how I can serve Krishna. So these temples, they're an opportunity for people to come and engage in the service of Krishna. Especially if deity worship means that everyone should bring something to Krishna. Especially grihasthas who are living outside, when they come, should always bring something. You see in many temples in India, they have three metal drums in front of the deity. Drums is a metal container. One is for dal, one is for rice, and one is for flour. So people, they come and they put something, some rice, some dal, some flour.
Flour means?
Bami dhaka. No, you can also bring flour. The idea is that everyone that comes, they should bring something. Not that I just come and take blessings and you can starve Krishna. Or those who are serving Krishna, they can also starve. The idea that this temple is arranged so that I can come and take darshan of Krishna. Krishna is so kind that he has agreed to appear among us. Either Radha Krishna or Gaura Krishna is also Krishna. It is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. Just he's different color, different mood. Radha, Bhava, Beauty, so when they come known in Krishna Surup. And he is Krishna Surup. He is the form of Krishna. But he is covered by the color and mood of Srimati. So, that mood, how we should give to Krishna. Because Krishna is so kind to give himself to us. He has come among us just so that we can offer some service to him. We're not fit to offer service to Krishna. Practically, our service is just one big disturbance, one thing after another. Krishna is used to be serving very nicely by all the nitya siddha, pure devotees of Goloka Vrindavan. And here we are coming and we don't have to do anything properly. We make so many mistakes. So Krishna is very kind, he agreed to accept our service. So Krishna is not very pleased if we don't serve him. If we come and simply, oh, let me see what I can get from Krishna. Krishna is the most opulent, let me see what I can move from him. Dhanam Devi, Yasham Devi, Rupati Dharya Devi. Give me. This is how the materialist says. Give me some money. Give me beautiful wife. Make me beautiful too. Make me famous. Thank you, good father. One copeck. Just put it in the box. All right, you got your wages. You did your job. Thank you very much. See you later when I need something more. This is not possible. And Krishna is not very good. The Atmanavada means what we can give to Krishna. Pranayartha Diyava. We should always think how to serve Krishna. Give our whole life. Prana means we should dedicate our whole life in the service of Krishna. Or artha, if we can't dedicate our whole life, then we should give some money. If you're brahmacharya in the temple, you're supposed to be giving your whole life. No separate interest. And I'm giving 80% of my attention to Krishna, but keeping 20% just for my what I can do after I leave the temple. Make some plans how I can escape from here and make have a very happy life, having looted so many things from the temple. So this is how brahmacharya means he should give his whole life. He shouldn't even think what I can do. No one should think what I can do. Because if a brahmacharya is going to get married, that's something else. Then he should just go and get married and live responsibly and honestly as a householder. And as a householder, he can't give his whole time because he has family and social responsibilities. But then, artha, he should give some money. Everyone is coming to God, give me money. But the real thing is, we should offer something. Offer something to Krishna means what can we offer to Krishna? Krishna is giving everything. But still, the responsibility there is to give to Krishna just so that we can serve Krishna. And to help push on the work of Krishna, everyone should come to this. Those who are earning money. They may not be earning much money, but you shouldn't spend it all simply for family members. You should give to Krishna. Prabhupada always used to quote 50% of your income. And I think all in households they used to groan. And feel their groaning. Groaning means. Anyway, that's what Prabhupada said. So if you think, wow, that's too difficult, then better don't get married and just give everything to Krishna. Otherwise, unless we give to Krishna, unless we have that attitude in household life also, then it simply becomes grihamedhi, tied up to a post. Grihamedhi means just like an animal tied up to a post. So this idea we have to give to Krishna. I'll come to the temple, I'll dance and chant, I'll fill my belly up with prasadam, and then go home. And then I'll come back next week and fill up again. Bring my whole family, make them eat all, so I won't have to spend so much money for feeding them. This is not Atma Nivedana, this is Belly Nivedana. What's the word for stomach? Buddha. Okay, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by Atma Nivedan, he has become Paramasukhi, most happy. So you won't become happy by this Kripana consciousness. Miser, what can I get from Krishna? If you live like that, then simply full of anxiety. As long as you're thinking how I shall enjoy this material world, you're simply full of anxiety. And as soon as we surrender to Krishna, all happiness. This is described in the next line by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, all my problems have gone far away. As soon as you surrender to Krishna, then all your problems come. No more anxiety. Because you realize that actually there is no problem. What is the problem? That whatever problem is there, it's temporary, and it's got nothing really to do with me anyway. Because all these problems, they're just concerned with our mind and body. But we're not the mind and we're not the body. So whatever problem is there, it's simply another display of illusion, Maya. So as soon as we realize that my real life is with Krishna, then no more anger. Then we become supremely happy. Paramasukha. Supremely happy. There's so many different kinds of happiness. People are trying out different ways how to be happy. Experimenting with this and that. Let me experiment with this girl and see if I like her. If I don't like her, I'll kick her out and get another. Let me try. What is this? What's that one? Okay, that was pretty miserable. Let me try whiskey. So in this way, we're finding out how to be happy in different ways. That, now let me enjoy life in another way. Let me enjoy eating, sleeping, mating, and defending as an ass, or as a cat, or as a dog. You see the dogs this morning, I saw from the apartment. The dogs were having their meeting, public meeting of the dogs. They're having a big important meeting about what? Fighting with each other and having sex, and making a big noise. Running round and round in circles and barking. And they're thinking, this is wonderful. Life is so wonderful as a dog in town. we're the happiest dogs in the whole world. Miserable ones. They're supposed to be dancing with Krishna, and instead they're running around each other, smelling each other's genitals. And they're thinking this is happiness. There's so many kinds of happiness we're trying to. Ultimately, they try for Brahma Ananda. Give up all this material frustration and merge into the impersonal. So that Brahma Ananda, that is millions of times better than material. Because material happiness is not happiness at all. But even Brahma Ananda, that's not really happiness. And Brahma Ananda means merging into the impersonal absolute. So that's just a sense of relief from all the suffering of materialness. But even that is far, far better than the happiness of material. It's far better than driving a Rolls Royce car. It's far better than going to America. It's far better than I'm going to Swargaloka, heavenly place. Better keep that knife plugged in, huh? Only for show. So it's far better than eating a gallon of ice cream. So Brahma Ananda, that is much better than anything you can think of in the material world. Yes. But still, in comparison with the happiness of Krishna consciousness, it is completely insignificant. Real happiness means Krishna consciousness. This is Paramasukha, topmost happiness. This is the only real happiness, is to surrender to Krishna. We should all consider this very carefully. Because Maya is so clever that even after coming to Krishna consciousness, we think that, oh, Maya is doing this. We get kicked by Maya, spat upon, beaten. This is what we're getting from Maya. Always beaten, beaten, beaten. So we crawl into the temple and say, Krishna, please give me shelter. I'm suffering so much. Please pick me up and save me. So we come to Krishna consciousness. We enter Krishna consciousness. We experience the happiness of Krishna consciousness. We understand by practical experience that this is far better than anything Maya can offer. We can practically experience that what is the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Even the bliss of Krishna consciousness only little taste you're getting, the real thing is yet to come. But even that little is far greater than anything in this. But after some time we think, oh, this is boring. I could be enjoying one. Why would I come here? Only the studies, working hard, no pay.
Right.
They're cheating me. Let me go and enjoy material life. Yeah. The Maya is so tricky. Even though we hear regularly. Actually, that's the problem. We don't hear regularly. If we don't hear regularly, then we think Maya is very nice. And so you have to hear regularly to understand. Divya Sharup, Hoy Krishna, Nitya Das. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. If you don't become Das, then you become an ass. You get kicked by Maya. So this, always we have to remember. If we're feeling attracted by Maya, just think. Just remember what a miserable life you had, even in this life. What to speak of in previous life. Even in this lifetime, you've suffered so much. And there's nothing but suffering ahead in the form of disease, old age, death, and repeated birth. So consider this, and consider the happiness of Krishna consciousness. There will be difficulties, there will be struggles, no doubt. But when you remember the happiness you have experienced, and Krishna gives us a little taste of the bliss of Krishna.
Exactly.
And sometimes you feel, oh, the whole world is full of nectar. Krishna Purana Sukhayate, one who gets the mercy of Krishna consciousness, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he feels the whole world is a blissful thing. Sometimes in kirtan, or in book distribution, or at a festival, or when we're working very hard in Krishna's service, we feel so much nectar of Krishna consciousness. So remember that if we go on with this Krishna consciousness, then we will taste that nectar at every moment. Pratipadam, at every step. Gunamrita Asvadam. We will taste full nectar at every step. Even that little list we've tasted, that is just the two little things. Much to come. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining. Chodike Ananda Veti. In all directions I see simply happiness. So previously, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in previous songs, he was describing how miserable he was feeling because of involvement in material life. Now he's explaining how happy he feels because of surrender to Krishna. So the same result that so many people have had in the past by surrendering to Krishna, that all our troubles will go away and we'll feel fully happy. That we can also have. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching. Ashoka Bhoy Amrita Adhar Somara Charana Dhoi. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that your lotus feet, Krishna, what are they? They are the reservoir of Ashok means non-lamentation. Means that Krishna, so to speak, there's no more lamentation. Lamentation is a condition of the material world. Everyone in this material world is simply Ashok and Akanksha. Desiring something, lamenting for something and desiring something. Is that moving? No longer fears for anything. Yes. Lamentation and fear, that is the condition of the material world. But the condition of the spiritual world is amrita, simply nectar. So the Upanishads say, call us. Tamasima, Jyotir Gamaya. Come out of the darkness, come to the light. We are meant for enjoying nectar. We are not meant for suffering. Come to Krishna's lotus feet. That, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing. Tahate ikham, vishrama labhya. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, because your lotus feet are the reservoir of all nectar, therefore I come to take rest at your lotus feet. Giving up this fear of material life. Taking rest at your lotus feet. Just like in the, it's recommended for devotees, pujaris in their meditation, especially pujaris, they think that now, Krishna, I have put my feet at his head. I have put my head at his feet. Let us take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. So Mahashamsari Korigo Shigon Nanibo Palera Bhadi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in previous songs was describing that I'm maintaining my household life as a service to you. This doesn't mean that one should go on with his sense gratification and then simply say, yes, I'm doing everything for Krishna. How many bogus people in India who say that? They simply say, I'm doing everything for God. I'm a karma yogi, I'm doing everything for God. I'm working hard like an ass to maintain my family, but I'm doing it all for God. Problem is, because of my Mayavad philosophy, they think that they are God. So when they say, I'm doing it all for God, it means I'm doing it all for me. But the real idea is, in family life, or whatever life, you should do everything for Krishna. Do for Krishna means, do what Krishna wants. Do everything in a way that will be pleasing to Krishna. Don't desire enjoyment for ourselves. Nahiro Palera Bhaji means, whatever result comes, I'm not taking a share of it. Usually, the man is working He works, but he shares the result with all his family members. He comes home and he gives the money to the wife. Some of them don't give the money to the wife, they spend it all on alcohol. Some give some of it to the wife and spend the rest of it. And some who are completely surrendered servants at the lotus feet of their wife give all the money to their wife. But you know, Thakur says, I'm not taking any of the share. I'm simply offering everything to you. So if one is actually doing that without any mode of sense gratification, then that is ideal householder. Baba Shuka Dahe Koribo Jotam Haye Pogda Anuragi. He explains what is the proper attitude. He's not simply saying that I'm doing everything for love, but he's actually acting and actually doing everything very carefully and conscientiously so that God will be satisfied. In this way, he is becoming attached more and more to the lotus feet. Now, the next verse is very important. Tomar shevai dukkha hai jato sheto paramasuk. He says, whatever difficulty there will be in your service, I take that as the greatest happiness. Mostly everyone is trying to avoid difficulty. Let everything be very comfortable for me. But those who are really advanced in all these, they like to take many difficulties in Krishna. And practically we experience that when we really take on many, many difficulties in Krishna's service, then when we're doing, we feel the difficulty, but after we feel so satisfied. We feel satisfied because Krishna is satisfied. Because Krishna is so pleased when he sees that someone is really taking on many difficulties to serve him. Because to serve God in an easy way is easy. It's easy to come to the temple and chant a little bit and put 100 rubles in the box and go away. But it's not so easy for example, to go out and preach to the non-devotees. It's not so easy to go out in all kinds of weather to distribute books. It's difficult. Sometimes devotees say, oh, it's so difficult. So what's the answer to that? The answer is very good. It's supposed to be difficult. It's not supposed to be easy. We're not asking you to do anything easy. We're asking you to do something difficult so that you can surrender more and more to Krishna. Because you can't distribute books unless you surrender. Maybe you can do little bit here or there. But if you think I'm the doer, if you think that I'm so great, and Krishna takes all the devotees, so better to take on difficulties in Krishna's service. Then we will experience the blessing of Krishna. If we're always trying to avoid, I don't like this service, I don't like that service, I have to do this service under these conditions only, then we cannot feel the happiness of Krishna. Because happiness means surrender. Surrender means to do what Krishna wants, not what I want. Even if it's very difficult. All the great devotees, they have become famous. Why? Because they went through many difficulties to suffer. Otherwise, if someone is just sitting and chanting, that's also very nice. But that doesn't show actually how much one is advanced. Someone may think, oh, this devotee, he's very good, he's sitting and chanting. But when the test comes, then you'll know who is actually advanced. Just like Hainar Chakra was sitting and chanting. When he wanted to beat him to death, then whether he was actually chanting or not, that became just whether he was actually chanting in love of God or whether he was just doing it for show. So he passed the test. He wasn't afraid. Even the Muslim magistrate was so nasty with him. But he wasn't afraid. And he agreed to be beaten all over the town, which was supposed to kill him. Same thing. Why our Prabhupada became famous? As long as he was in Vrindavan city, he wasn't famous. It wasn't that he was any less a devotee when he was there. Because when he came out and did the work of Krishna, he went through so many difficulties, then he became recognized. We see the picture of him sitting here. But he didn't become famous just by sitting. He fought with the Mayavadis, Sahajiyas, Martyrs, Atheists, Chido devotees. All his life he was fighting. Any idea which was against the idea of Rupa Goswami, he attacked it. He destroyed it. He used to say that my father, he trained me in proofreading. Proofreading? Thakur was very interested in his young son, Vimala Prasad. Vimala Prasad. So he trained him in proofreading, editing all this. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, that my father trained me to find out the mistakes. And he said, I don't only proofread writing. I proofread people. I proofread religion. I proofread the whole world. And find out all the mistakes. He said, I was born in Kalkata Lagna. That means the symbol of the crab. I said, like a crab, I catch people and pinch them. So it's not easy to fight. It's easy just to enjoy Krishna consciousness. Let me live a comfortable life. Better to live an uncomfortable life. Just like one time a devotee asked Prabhupada, well, Prabhupada, if just living in Vrindavan, you go back to Godhead, and if you die there, so why don't we just all go live in Vrindavan? Prabhupada said, that's all right, but that is not glorious. So better to take on the difficulties. Then we'll become very dear. Shiva Shukha Duk Parama Shambhav Nashaye Abhinda Duka. He says that happiness and distress in service. Sometimes we feel service and very happy, sometimes we may go through many difficulties. But we should think that this service to Krishna, this is my greatest treasure. We should feel so fortunate to get the chance to serve Krishna. Who are we to be able to engage in the service to Krishna? We're not at all qualified. And there's that verse on the Kvaham Daridra Patiyan, Kvaham Krishna Shrike, Kvaham Krishna Srinikitana. He says, who am I? Brahma Bandhu, I'm a fallen Brahmin. And who is Krishna? He is the husband of the goddess of fortune. But he has accepted me, he has embraced me. Who are we? We're not even fallen Brahmin. To be a fallen Brahmin is not a very good position. But at least, there's the idea of being a Brahmin. At least you're in some kind of position and you fell from it. But we can't even claim to be Brahma Bandhus, fallen Brahmin. We're not fallen Brahmins, we're simply fallen. What is our qualification to be engaged in service? No qualification. Only qualification is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful and he sent his devotees to engage us in his service. And he's so kind that he's accepting us. We should think this is our real treasure of life. I should not give this up for anything. Because sometimes you see people, they have someone has some gold coins or some money, and he's very anxious how to protect it. He's always in anxiety that no one will steal it. It's like, I'm always in anxiety, no one will steal my computer. Very small and easy to steal. So much work, months and months of work. I know this feeling, I don't want to lose this. So we should feel like that, I don't want to lose my Krishna consciousness. It's a very precious jewel. I should protect it in every way possible. So this kind of attitude, that whatever happens, whether I feel happiness in Krishna consciousness, or sometimes we may feel so many difficulties, but I cannot give it up. This kind of attitude, nashaye abhinda dukha, and this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this attitude of being attached to Krishna, this destroys the miseries of ignorance. Our whole material life is simply based on ignorance. We talk of the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance. But the common factor for all the modes of material nature is ignorance. Forgetfulness of Krishna. Forgetfulness of Krishna means we're supposed to serve Krishna, but we're not serving Krishna. Therefore we suffer. Krishna Bhuni Seji Vadadi Bhangamukate Mayatari Deshongshara Duk. Because we have forgotten Krishna. And we are from Taya Memorial. Dayamuk means inimical towards Krishna. Therefore, Maya is giving us Shongshara Duk. Misery, misery, misery. You see, Durga Devi, you have seen the picture of it, that she has 10 arms, and in every one there is some weapon. And with 2 hands she has caught a demon and is cutting off his head. The demons, they worship Mother Nature. How I can get blessings from Durga Devi? How I can exploit material? So Durga Devi gives boons, take. Take one body, take another body. How many bodies do you want? I can give you so many varieties of bodies in which you can suffer. And you're a fool, you're thinking it's impression. But at the end, you just catch it straight ahead. So this is Shongshara Duk, misery. That is destroyed by serving to Krishna. Because by serving Krishna, we gradually come to realize that actually this is what I'm really supposed to do. We just have to stick to that service. Okay, Duke, Sane, Krishna, Lava, Lava, Deoja. In any situation, whether we're feeling happy, not feeling happy, whether we're on the up or on the down, we have to stick to our service to Krishna. Purva itihash bhulinu shakal shiva shukteyamani. But what it means, we shouldn't completely forget. We should remember how miserable it was. But when Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I've forgotten my previous life, means he's forgotten his previous attachment. When one comes to Krishna consciousness, then his previous activities seem like a dream. I know in my life, when I think of all the things I was doing before I came to Krishna consciousness, to me it doesn't seem real at all. It seems like a dream. It doesn't seem to have any more reality than a dream. Shiva Shukha Sayamani. He says, now I've forgotten all that. Now I've forgotten all those attacks, all that previous life. Now, my mind is simply full of the happiness of serving you. Amito tomar, tumito amar, ikaj apor dhanam. I am yours, you are mine. What need of it is there of any other possession? So this is the mood of the devotee. I am Krishna, Krishna is mine. That Krishna also accepts. So the devotee is mine and I am the devotee. Krishna says, he tells Durvasa Muni that you're a very powerful yogi, no doubt. And in so many ways, you're superior to Ambarish Maharaj. You're a sannyasi, he's a vihasi. You're a great yogi, and he's not. You're a brahmana, he's a kshatriya. But as far as I'm concerned, I love Ambarish Maharaj.
Not
because he's my devotee.
No.
Devotees are in my heart, and I am in their heart. They know nothing but me, and they know nothing but me, and I know nothing but them. Ham bhakta parad, you know. He says, I am under the control of my devotees. So this is the greatest treasure. You think how I will get money. And if you get Krishna, who is the owner of everything, then is that not the greatest treasure? Swamin kutato svi varang nayache. Dhruva Maharaj said that Krishna, I wanted to get something from you, but now that I've seen you, I don't want anything. It was as if I was looking for broken glass. Dhruva Maharaj, he was very ambitious. He wanted a kingdom greater than even that of Lord Brahma. Then when he understood that Krishna is the real treasure of our life, then he thought attainment of a fabulous kingdom to be no more important than giving some pieces of broken glass. He says, Satyanathaka says, now I am immersed in happiness on account of being absorbed in your service. Saba chesta kare, saba ichha mato, thakya tomar bhare. Says, all my activities I do simply according to your desire. And in this way I live in your house. So we're very fortunate to live in Krishna's house. Every day we come before Krishna, we bow down to him, pray to him, chant his name. We're very, very fortunate to have this opportunity. Let us fully surrender to Krishna. That is what Krishna is. That is why he has come. Now all these temples of Krishna consciousness have been established all over the world. We don't want to make the same atmosphere as so many Hindu temples in India, where people are coming and simply praying as a formality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come because he wants to accept our love. So that love that begins with surrender. That surrender is being taught by Bhakti Nityananda.
Yep.
Alright, Hare Krishna. Is there any question about the class?
When we feel some taste in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, is it a Brahmananda or something?
Well, yes, Brahmananda it is. Brahma means spiritual.
Brahmananda means the whole.
So, but that is Param Brahmananda. Krishna is Param Brahma. He is the supreme spirit. And that's nothing to do with impersonal.
That's it.
That is the happiness of Krishna consciousness. But that can also be called Brahmananda. Generally, Brahmananda, that's understood to mean the happiness of merging in the impersonal. But real Brahmananda is Krishna consciousness. When we take to Krishna consciousness, then we go past the Brahmananda. The Brahmananda is the impersonalist. They may be spending millions of lifetimes just trying to become fixed in the concept that I'm not this body. Millions, millions, millions of lifetimes. And in the meantime, here we are, we're not very advanced. We are performing all simple activities. Mm-hmm. If we just come and offer one flower to Krishna, he goes past the mind. If we offer with just a little love, then Krishna immediately becomes much more interested in us
than
in
my energy.
That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Parama Parama, is the most merciful. And now we set your in Shirat Kalunya. That which was not given for a very, very, very long time, since one day of Brahma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given. What is that? That is the highest mellows of devotion to his very self. Any other questions? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sri Sri Gauranga Sai.